You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hey everyone, this is Mary Shulman, and I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for today's episode. Today we're talking about how long you can go without thyroid medication. We'll be learning more about what happens to your thyroid and your health the longer you go without taking prescribed thyroid medication. So let's get started. The thyroid gland is a butterfly-shaped gland at the base of your neck. Although small, this mighty gland controls several essential functions all over the body, including regulating cellular metabolism and managing growth and development. When the thyroid gland is not working correctly, your whole body can be affected. Why is thyroid medication necessary for hypothyroidism? Hypothyroidism is a condition in which your thyroid gland cannot produce enough thyroid hormones naturally to help regulate your essential body functions. For this reason, people who have overt hypothyroidism require lifelong thyroid hormone replacement medication. When thyroid hormones are low, you can experience a number of unpleasant symptoms that impact your overall health and life quality. Some of those symptoms include fatigue, increased sensitivity to cold, constipation, dry skin, weight gain, puffy face, hoarseness, muscle weakness, an elevated cholesterol level, muscle aches, tenderness, and stiffness, pain, stiffness, and swelling in your joints, heavier than normal or irregular menstrual periods, thinning hair, a slowed heart rate, depression, memory problems, and an enlarged thyroid gland known as goiter. What are the different kinds of thyroid medication? To combat hypothyroidism, you need to take a daily thyroid hormone replacement medication. Thyroid medication typically works by increasing your thyroid hormone levels. Thyroid hormone is responsible for regulating your weight, heart rate, temperature, muscle strength, and overall energy and mood. Levothyroxine, commonly known by the brand name Synthroid and Tyrosint, among others, provides synthetic form of the T4 or thyroxine hormone to replenish low thyroid hormone levels. There are also thyroid medications that increase triiodothyronine or T3 levels. T3 is the other primary hormone produced by the thyroid gland, and it is the active hormone at the cellular level. Some examples of T3 drugs include Cytomel and generic liothyronine. There are also combination T4-T3 formulations that come in a single pill. In the United States, these are known as natural desiccated thyroid, or NDT drugs. What happens when you stop taking thyroid medication? If you stop taking your thyroid medication, you can expect your hypothyroid symptoms to return. Typically, the longer you go without your medication and the more severe your thyroid disease is, the higher your risk for severe and even life-threatening symptoms and conditions. In the immediate period after stopping your thyroid medication, you may begin to feel tired and sluggish and have a low mood. The longer you go without a prescription, the more intense your symptoms are likely to become. Not taking your thyroid medication can also worsen other health conditions you may have, including sleep apnea, depression, and type 2 diabetes. People with moderate to severe hypothyroidism who stop taking their medications are at risk for extreme health events, including a myxedema crisis. Although very rare, a myxedema crisis is a life-threatening complication of hypothyroidism. Typically, this condition arises when somebody already has uncontrolled hypothyroidism and a precipitating event occurs, like infection or pregnancy. In a myxedema crisis, people can experience swelling all over the body, including the face, tongue, lips, and limbs. It's also accompanied by a thickening of the skin. A myxedema crisis may also cause other complications, including difficulty breathing, confusion, hyponatremia, which is low sodium levels in your blood, hypothermia, shock, seizures, and coma. People with hypothyroidism may also develop thyroid nodules, solid or fluid-filled lumps that form inside your thyroid. About 5% of thyroid nodules become cancerous. Managing your thyroid by taking your medication as prescribed can help reduce your risk of developing thyroid nodules. So, how long can you go without thyroid medication before developing symptoms? In some cases, a person can go for years without thyroid hormones. Indeed, people often go undiagnosed for decades despite suffering from hypothyroid symptoms. However, without thyroid replacement medication, a person with overt hypothyroidism cannot function optimally and will suffer from the physical and mental symptoms of hypothyroidism. The half-life of levothyroxine is 6 to 7 days, which means it takes about 4 to 5 weeks for your body to completely rid itself of levothyroxine. Nevertheless, as your T4 levels start to drop, you can begin to experience symptoms within the first week of not taking your medication. It is essential to stay current with your thyroid blood tests, thyroid doctor visits, and to maintain your prescription to prevent a recurrence of hypothyroid symptoms. Keep in mind that it takes between 4 to 6 weeks before the thyroid replacement medication will reach its peak therapeutic effect. Therefore, if you have a lapse in taking your medicine, such as forgetting to pack it on a trip or forgetting to refill your prescription, it will take time for your symptoms to stabilize. How do you make sure that you're on the right dose? If you have hypothyroidism, you need to find the right type and dose of thyroid medication for you. Your doctor will determine your starting dose based on your age, underlying health condition, and blood test results. Starting doses may vary. For example, some people may begin at a full replacement dose of 1.7 micrograms per kilogram of body weight per day. In contrast, others are started at low doses, between 25 micrograms to 50 micrograms a day, and titrated up as necessary. It can take several weeks to determine if the amount is therapeutic or not. Once you find the right dose of thyroid medicine, it is essential that you stay on that same dose and take it every day. You will also want to use the same brand continuously. Switching between generic and brand name medications can change how your body responds to each type of medication. To remain stable on your thyroid medication, make sure you know about things that can affect your thyroid medication absorption. And we have information about that over at the Paloma blog. All of the material we're sharing in this podcast is intended to empower you with the information you need to best treat your thyroid condition and to feel your best. Work with a thyroid doctor to determine the best treatment plan for your specific needs, including medication, nutrition, and lifestyle modifications. So that's it for today's episode. Just a quick FYI, all of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in today's show notes. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.